This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A second blackout hit Caracas, Venezuela after a day of dueling rallies between embattled President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. Caracas residents gathered in streets to escape their hot apartments. National police patrolled and blocked certain main avenues, but the situation remained calm. The blackout followed the competing rallies between the two. Guaido told supporters that he, together with members of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, would conduct a nationwide trip to amass support. Across the city, Maduro said that Guaido is a puppet of those who want to overthrow his government. Saturday's power failure was the second this week after one Thursday plunged the city into darkness and then eased about 24 hours later. The blackouts heightened tension between the bitterly divided factions, which accused each other of being responsible for the collapse of the power grid. Nigerians went to the polls on Saturday to choose governors in 29 of 36 states in Africa's largest democracy, amid reports of heavy military deployment, attacks against electoral facilities in a few areas, and at least 8 deaths. Turnout appeared to be low. VOA Hausa reporter Belgita Jibril was in Lagos.
Voting started very late, maybe around 9, 10 in some places. But notwithstanding, there are people that came out for the election. But to be honest, there is still low turnout of people compared to the last election that was held in Lagos.
And just like the country's presidential election, Saturday's vote was postponed by a week. And a last-minute decision as the Electoral Commission cited numerous logistical problems in a country of about 190 people and poor infrastructure. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization denounced a deadly attack Saturday on an Ebola treatment center in eastern DR Congo. Gunmen attacked the center of Butembo, North Kivu province, earlier Saturday, killing a policeman and wounding a health worker. It is the latest in a series of attacks. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom, speaking after his four-hour visit to the Butembo Clinic, told reporters that the violence in the region was undermining the early progress they had in fighting the outbreak.
As you know, we're at a pivotal moment in this outbreak, and all partners will not relent until we put an end to this outbreak.
Ghebreyesus said that the Butembo facility only reopened last Saturday. This was after an attack by gunmen in the previous Wednesday forced its closure. French riot police used water cannon and fired tear gas on yellow-vested protesters in Paris Saturday afternoon. This is now the 17th straight weekend of anti-government demonstrations. As during previous demonstrations by the movement, the protests began in one location at the top of a famed avenue, looped through both sides of the river before ending at the top of the Luxembourg Gardens on the left bank. Marches were also held in numerous cities around France. The protests began in November against an increase in gas taxes, but they've become a movement against French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies, which the protesters say favor the wealthy over ordinary French citizens. Italy's ambassador to Pakistan has confirmed the deaths of two missing European mountain climbers on Nanga Parbat, the world's 9th tallest mountain. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Ambassador Stefano Pontecorvo tweeted that the search for Italian Daniel Nardi and Briton Tom Ballard ended after a team confirmed that silhouettes spotted at a height of about 6,455 yards were those of the two climbers. Pakistani army helicopters with four rescuers had searched the mountain for days. Nardi from near Rome had attempted to scale Nanga Parbat in winter several times. Ballard was the son of British climber Alison Hargreaves, the first woman to scale Mount Everest alone. I'm Zaria Shakili.
U.S.-backed fighters say that they could soon resume an offensive against the Islamic State group in the last area they control in Syria, a small village near the Euphrates River. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll